flew in from Denver to Atlanta, and we rented a car on the car ride market. You know, he complained the whole time about the town of Granby. I took old Al Butts, the antler craft man, he came with us. And he even said during that vacation, he's like, Ian, and he had never met Marv. He's like, golly, you know, we're on vacation and all this guy does is bitch about the town of Granby and Cody Docheff. And he really, even on vacation, you know, you could feel the animosity in Marv building up. We caught some good fish. Now, Marv did get seasick as a dog every day. We'd get back to shore and he'd kiss the shore. But we're sitting in the Gulf of Mexico and Marv goes, I'm just going to bulldoze the whole fucking town. Marv held a grudge.
I told him not to do anything. He didn't listen to me. We'd be on a snowmobile trip or something like that, and it would just come up, and he'd be mouthing off, and I'd say, Marv, let it go. The good old boys aren't going to let you get around them. And he always said, I don't talk bullshit. If I'm going to do it, I'm doing it. We almost got into fist fights because he didn't understand my thinking. There's just certain things you can't fight. So don't even attempt it. You just got to live with it and let karma take care of it. And it will. It might take it forever, but karma will take care of your problems, most of them.
I think it was really over by 2001. That's when the town finally gave the final approval for the batch plant, and they could go ahead and build it.
Marv saw me as the lead guy, if you will, because I'm the one that read the official thing into the records. And, of course, we passed it, and the batch plant came to be.
And he didn't come into the store.
Yeah, that was it.
After that, he didn't do business. Speak to us downtown.
He wouldn't, yeah. If he saw me, he, you know, I'm a scoundrel.
And at that point, there were other fights with Marv.
There were junk complaints made, and he'd say, no, that's not junk because that's a 350 Chevrolet block that they only made from this year to this year or whatever. So it's not junk. It's all junk.
This is incredibly mundane stuff, but they put a water and sewer line into the batch plant that was close enough now to Marv's property that Marv could be compelled to hook onto it.
Under state law, if you're within 400 feet of a sewer line, you have to connect to the sewer line.
Well, when this sewer line finally came in close enough, they said, you got to hook on.
Or we're going to shut you down.
Had to pay a fine, had to agree not to use the property.
So Marv says, fine, I'm just going to go out of business.